The next patient is Roberto Alicea. The last name is A-L-I-C-E-A. This is a clinical case of a 33-year-old Hispanic male that has a CKD4. The patient has a history of reflux nephropathy for many years. Today, the patient comes with a laboratory workup that was done on February the 20th of 24, in which the serum creatinine is 3.3, the BUN is 59, the glucose is 92, and the estimated GFR is 24 mLs. The patient has normal sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2. There was evidence of a decrease in the excretion of the protein. The protein creatinine ratio went down to 1826 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Taking into consideration this slight improvement of the GFR, we are going to use SGLT2 inhibitor. Farxiga, 5 milligrams every day, and we're going to repeat the BNP, looking at the GFR and the serum electrolytes in about 10 days. The patient is advised to call the Cleveland Clinic for the referral for the kidney transplant. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the hemoglobin went up to 11.2. This iron stores are adequate. Following number, hyperuricemia that is treated with the administration of Buloric. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control, reevaluation in a couple of months. We invested a 10-minute review in the lab, 20 minutes face-to-face with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation. Side effects of the administration of Farxiga, potential deleterious effect of the Farxiga were explained to the patient, as well as we explained the benefits.